This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off hour number two. In studio tonight is Daryl
and Heather
and Chris.
And, you know, we still haven't actually gotten very far in this story about Donald Trump's plan to possibly maybe ban bump stocks.
We got a paragraph in.
Yeah, that's not really getting very far.
Fortunately, it's a short story. So
we did get diverted, and of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome. You can divert us even further. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So we got diverted talking about Tesla and precious metals and executive orders. And I did some fact-checking here.
Pennsylvania House Bill.
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Yeah. Ricky does.
Yeah, so I did some fact-checking on the executive order thing to where I said, I don't think Congress has any authority to do anything with executive orders. I think it's the president can, you know, revoke an executive order, or it can be invalidated by a court. There's actually an article from Quartz about the three ways that an executive order can either be modified, revoked, or superseded.
Thank you for continuing that sentence after three ways, because I thought that's where you were leaving it. Go ahead.
I don't want to know about Donald Trump's three ways. But number one, already mentioned, president can revoke, modify, or supersede any executive order, not just one that he has signed himself. Number two is Congress can revoke, modify, or supersede an executive order if the president was acting under authority granted to him by Congress. So if Congress passes some kind of legislation that says such and so can be done at the discretion of the president, and the president does it in a way they don't like,
right,
then they can intervene. Otherwise, nope. The third way is, as already mentioned, the courts can declare an executive order to be illegal or unconstitutional. And we're seeing that play out right now with Trump's "It's not a Muslim ban that only applies to Muslim countries."
Right.
Where those were promptly challenged and working their way through the courts. So let's actually finally delve into this article here. Where's it from about Trump directing Jeff Sessions to do something about bump stocks?
Right, from CNN Politics, which is part of CNN.com. Let's see. And we talked about it. He's directing Jeff Sessions to do this. He mentions, they mentioned that this was used in the Las Vegas shooting, was not used in the Florida shooting. But, quote, just a few minutes.
Being a bump stock.
Bump stock, yes. Just a few minutes ago, I signed a memo directing the Attorney General to propose regulations that ban all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns, unquote.
Trump's, all devices, so rubber bands.
Trump said at a Medal of Valor event at the White House addressing Attorney General Jeff Sessions, yes, including rubber bands or fingers or belt loops the BMF activator that I described that goes onto a Ruger 1022,
yep.
Very popular little gadget. These do not turn legal weapons into machine guns, because in all of these cases, it still requires a separate press of the trigger to cause a round to fly out the end of the barrel.
It just allows you to do it faster than your little finger can activate on its own.
Exactly. And I would even put that up against some shooters' little fingers. I mean,
right. I've seen, you know, some of those speed shooters,
right,
where the guy fires three rounds from a revolver in like 2.5 seconds, or it might even be less than that. But it's one of those things where it's like, oh, he shot the gun like once, maybe.
Right.
And then super slow-mo, you see.
Yeah, and anybody who trains on the AR platform or the AK platform or any of these other things, one of the first things you learn about is trigger reset, how to depress the trigger, and your finger doesn't fly off. It moves forward till you feel that distinctive click of the trigger resetting, and at that point you can press again. And even with that, you can fire very rapidly. With nothing at all other than your finger.
Let's pause here to go to the Discord, where we've got Thomas calling in. Thomas, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello. Greetings from Denmark.
Yes, you're on the radio. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm living in a very socialistic... Well, my country is a socialistic, democratic country, but we're still very capitalist.
Okay.
And, you know, for example, from Bernie Sanders' speeches and such, that you should all live like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel like that? Do you even know anything about us?
Well, we're not Bernie Sanders. We're not Bernie Sanders supporters. So right. To ask us if we still feel like that when referencing Bernie Sanders, we can't accurately answer that question. I don't know a lot about Denmark other than where it's located. The people from Denmark are called Danish. Yes, it's north of Germany, and it is a Scandinavian country.
That is good. That's good.
The capital is Copenhagen. That.
No, it's not.
It's not. Well, what is the capital of Denmark?
No idea. I'm just kidding. Sorry.
It's Copenhagen, Daryl.
Ah, yes.
It's actually Copenhagen.
Okay.
All right.
I'll take your word for it. You are our resident expert on Denmark this evening.
The thing is that our countries cannot be any more dissimilar than any other country in the world.
Really? Okay.
You don't have universal health care. You actually don't help your citizens through life.
No.
Where we are actually covered from birth into the grave.
Cradle to grave. So by that standard, you're basically saying that you have, the country of Denmark, the Kingdom of Denmark, has more in common with North Korea than it does with the United States. Would you agree
really
with that?
I don't know about North Korea, because North Korea is just such a mystery.
Okay.
No one really knows how things work back there. But
how about communist China?
It might do. It might do.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't disagree with you, and as much as you say we don't take care of people from cradle to grave, slowly over the last 40 or 50 years, and going back further, closer to 100, the U.S. continues to implement programs whose design is to do exactly that. So we may not be where you are, but it seems like a lot of people in this country are trying to get there. I personally feel that that's the wrong way to go. So I watched and he wasn't from Denmark, he was from Sweden, economist one time who gave a discussion basically called the Scandinavian myth. And the basic premise was this: through capitalism in the early parts, the late 19th century and early 20th century and throughout the 20th century, the Scandinavian countries embraced capitalism and became very, very wealthy. And once they had that great wealth, they figured, you know what, we can start taking care of our people more, and we can divert more and more money towards social programs and kind of create that, you know, cradle-to-grave care program that you embrace. Then what the reality happens is the problem with socialism, as Margaret Thatcher liked to say, is that you run out of other people's money to take, and they realize that they couldn't afford it, and they've tried to scale that back. Do you see that happening? Has that happened in Denmark?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
It might happen soon. But all those, like the, you said, all those American ideas that you said, that are they are exactly American ideas. The union, the unions, the healthcare, after.
Thomas, hold that thought.
Yeah, we'll carry you over.
Hold that thought. We'll bring you back. Maybe take some notes. We'll be back. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash. But did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The Crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the Crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. If you're going to do any shopping online anytime soon, start that shopping experience at shop.freetalklive.com. And you're not going to wind up paying more when you click over to some of the places like Newegg or Walmart or Amazon Canada, Amazon UK. Unfortunately, there's not an Amazon US link anymore because Amazon US broke up with us for explaining what an affiliate program does. But when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, then just bookmark the link that you're going to go to, and then that saves a cookie or something in your browser, and then you don't have to keep going back to shop.freetalklive.com before shopping online. Let's head back to the call-in line on the Discord, where we've got Tomas calling in. Tomas calling about the differences between the U.S. and Denmark, and you were trying to make a point there towards the end of the last segment. Go ahead with your thought, Tomas.
Yes, I was trying to. The thing is that most of the things that the European Union's actually incorporated into our systems,
mm-hmm.
they are actually American ideas.
I don't doubt that.
May Day, which everyone thinks is a Russian holiday,
mm-hmm.
where all the workers unite.
Yeah, I think the reason people think it's a Russian holiday is from the movie Airplane, where there's the one scene where the guy yells, Mayday, Mayday, and somebody says, Mayday, that's the Russian New Year.
Yeah, I'm actually sure that is. But it's actually a unionist celebration of 1st of May from the Americas. And
right.
We actually incorporated that. Everything is controlled by unions in the EU. It's not controlled by the government. We cannot work more than 37 hours a week. It is controlled not by the government, but by the unions. But you killed the unions.
I didn't kill any unions.
No, you didn't. But
the U.S.
government did.
Massachusetts has quite a bit of them.
Yeah, we have
teachers unions, police unions.
Well, that's where all the growth is. It's in public sector unions. So the Federal Communications Workers Association or union, the teachers unions, those are huge and powerful and growing.
The Ask Me union, the Association of State, Federal, and Municipal Employees.
Good example. But
wasn't there one from Market Basket when that whole thing happened where all the employees
that's
went
private.
Out
so the private
that was a union they were part of, right?
It was, but that's a private union. We're talking about government employees.
Right. The public unions are the ones that basically hold the taxpayers at ransom to get raises and things like that because
right. so
we pay their bills.
Union.
Right.
The postal employees union.
Right.
You think the teachers union would apply to only private teachers, though?
No, it's absolutely about public teachers.
Yes.
Most private teachers don't belong to unions. Now, private unions, there's nothing wrong with that in my book, but as workers have less to complain about, as our wages have increased, as workplaces have become safer, as employers tend to offer more benefits now to get good people, there's less of a role in private organizations for unions. They're not as needed, but they're not completely gone.
Right, and a lot of the private unions that do exist in states that don't have forced closed shop still have a lot of extra legal protections, and so that there's, you know, this weird intertwining of union and government, and that should not exist at all. Tomas, any final thoughts?
Well, all I can say is that a McDonald's worker in Denmark earns $26. As a minimum wage.
Do you know how much a Big Mac costs there?
Depends on...
I'm trying to get you to convert, like, kroners to dollars.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It was going well, too.
Yeah.
No, I really wanted to see how much more expensive a Big Mac...
Google it.
Yeah, a Big Mac that's made by somebody who's making $26 an hour cost to compare to the U.S.
My guess is it's going to be a lot more than the couple dollars that a Big Mac is here.
Yeah. But it would be great to have that answer from somebody boots on the ground.
Yes. Yes, it would. Heather, any answer there real quick?
I don't know. According to Business Insider, on average, the Big Mac costs about $4.80 in the U.S. and $5.15 in Denmark. Which doesn't say anything about them getting paid $26 an hour.
That's all right.
It says that they get, they get paid sick leave and overtime pay.
Overtime is standard for anybody that winds up working over 40 hours a week. Let's go back to the phones where we've got Scarlett calling in, watching us on Twitch. Scarlett, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, bonjour. First of all, I wanted to speak with you about the immigration policy. You were talking about Trump's immigration ban.
Yes, go ahead.
I just want to say, from being from a country that had open borders, that Americans, I am very happy that your president made that decision, because my country went bad without swearing there. It went downhill fast after we went open borders.
Which country is that?
France.
Okay. I didn't realize that France had open borders. I thought they had somewhat strict immigration rules, although they do have the Schengen region as part of the EU, but there's still immigration controls in France.
But they opened up their borders to a lot of immigrants from the Middle East.
They welcome some refugees that never would have been created absent their military and ours bombing the countries.
And what do you think they have a problem with Western civilization, if you will, with some of the American allies? They have a problem with France.
I'm not quite going to be racist or anything or start religion bashing, but I really do think that these cultures cannot mix. I really don't think they can.
Can I pose a question to you?
Yeah.
Do you think that the U.S. foreign policy, which has been to go into these countries frequently with the goal of getting their natural resources, particularly oil, building military bases, and then attacking, killing hundreds and thousands of civilians, do you think that would turn them somewhat against the coalition partners?
Yes, I do. I do think that is part of it that would have to do something with it. But not all of it is that. Not all of it is.
Scarlett, hold that thought. We'll be back just a moment. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on immigration control, gun control, controlling anything? Should we? This is Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll head back to the phones in just a moment where we've actually got a caller that's watching us on Twitch.
From France.
From France. Or I like to think of it as Francia. Wait, because so it used to be Francia.
Did this whole Twitch thing give us, like, a broader audience? Like, how did
it gave us a different audience.
Well, it added to our additional audience. Yes, it did, because Twitch is an international thing, as is...
Is it?
As well, is, YouTube is as well.
I thought it was, very, like, a gamer thing, though. No.
Discord
started
is too.
Off that way, as a gamer thing, and then they recently opened up to talk shows. And they actually have a talk show category, and the last few times that I have looked, or Ian has looked, while we are on the air, we are in the top 10 of live talk shows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it has opened up to a completely different audience than what would just be stumbling around on YouTube. You can find us at twitch.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Scarlett. Scarlett, you're on again. Chris, what was the question that you had asked before the end of that last segment?
Well, I was just basically whether Scarlett agreed that U.S. foreign policy has caused a lot of issues with the immigrants who are coming to Western countries. And I believe, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but you said, yes, that's part of it, but you also felt there were cultural differences that contribute to. So go ahead.
Yeah, I actually moved to the U.S. back in 2015, so I thought I'd bring that up now. Like, I don't live in France anymore, but we moved.
Ah, okay.
Because, yeah, they started coming over then, but I do agree with you on that, that some of it might have been with the U.S., you know, going over there and, you know, the bombings and stuff like that. But some of it I do think is cultural, because back in France, if you were to go to Paris, which we lived kind of close to Paris, I'm not going to say why on air, but, you know, like where, but close. So if you'd go there, there'd be no-go zones where there would be a lot of, you know, Muslim people from Pakistan and Afghanistan and a lot of people like that. And, you know, I'd have no problem with that. But
I've heard people mention these no-go zones, and then the guy that created the story about these no-go zones actually went to France and then wound up writing an article rescinding his statement about no-go zones.
Right, but I don't know what the status of that is right now.
So the claim is that these no-go zones are places that the local police and government agents will not go into and advise people
They do. You're allowed to go in them, but there are just certain areas that that's where like those people settle. And I just use the term no-go zone just so you know, this is just easier for us to say. Like, when you talk to another French person, you ask them about no-go zones, they'll most likely say, it's just places run, like, where these immigrants settled.
Right.
Or people who are just staying for a little bit settle. And most of them would be Muslim, and their religion, the women have to have, like, a man with them when they walk around. And they would go in cafes, and you can't go in a cafe as a woman. Like, you almost get kicked out. And I've had that happen, like, twice. I've almost, like, got kicked out once. And then the other time, they just kept berating me and would be like, why are you here? You know, you can't be in here.
Are you talking about customers or the owner of the cafe?
Customers, not the owner. No, not
so, like, when you would go into a cafe in one of these zones, they would do that to you?
Yeah, like, it would be like, here, I don't know how to explain it, sorry, my English.
You're doing fine.
Isn't proper.
I just went to Paris. I'm really glad I didn't go in one of those places.
Yeah.
I would have punched someone.
most of us don't, like, most French people don't want to say good things about Paris, because obviously it's a big city like that. You know, there's a lot of people there. But if you would go in a cafe like that, people, the customers usually, they would sit outside and they would come up to me and they would be like, it was such a long time ago, but I know that they would be rude, that they wouldn't want me in there. They'd be like, why are you here? You know, where's your family, or where's your man, or something like that.
I'd be like, because I'm American. You got something to say about it?
Yeah. I'd be like,
we'll go to that big red button.
It's my country. I've gone here all the time. And that's like where I have to say where culture comes in. Because, you know, that's their religion. They're following their religion, which I have no problem if you want to do that, but I don't think you should kick somebody out, or try to at least, or harass them when they're just trying to get a cup of coffee in the morning before
work. Be respectful of other people in the community, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's... I have no direct, you know, even though next door to my business here in Keene, New Hampshire is New Hampshire's only full-time mosque, that's my limited exposure to Islam, and other than friends I've had through the years and things like that, but have never really discussed it. I've never experienced those types of things in Muslims that I know, that I've known, you know, going back to my days in the military or things like that. I've never experienced anything like that, but I've also never been to an alleged no-go zone in France.
And you're also not a woman.
Right, and I'm not a woman, so I would naturally be treated differently. I just don't. I don't know. I just have to. So at some point, I should visit.
So, Scarlett, what's the solution? It sounds like you're pointing out a lot of things that you see as problems, but do you have any proposed solutions?
Solutions. I don't live in France anymore. I moved to the U.S. back in 2015.
Yep, but you said that you supported Donald Trump's ban for people from certain Muslim countries. So is that a solution? Just, oh, you live in one of these countries, so therefore you can't come here because some people from your country are bad?
I support a temporary ban. I don't think there should be...
How temporary? 30 days?
Yeah.
3 days? 3 hours? 30 years? 30 years is still temporary.
But, I think the... Go ahead and answer. I'm not going to...
But I think, I think there should be one in place until we figure out a solution, because I don't think anyone really knows.
Is it in verifying who people are and what their intentions are and their background, or... Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
So individual people, not just everybody from country X.
Yeah. Because I've met, obviously not every Muslim that were back when I lived in there. You know, I had a lot of friends who were Muslim, and one of them was a boy, and he had no problem with me doing stuff like that because he came over to France and he just wanted to follow his religion. You know, he had no problem if a woman were going to a cafe, but it's the ones that are like extremists and stuff like that. That were the ones that had problems. But to fix a problem like that, I think it would be to just, to start telling them that, everybody is here, that they're going to accept you, but there are going to be some people that won't. Like I said, I don't really know a solution for that. It would mostly be like a community thing, because it would have to be multiple people to show them that we're not going to berate you because of your religion, but you shouldn't berate us because we're not yours, religion, or, a woman goes into a cafe or something like that.
Especially if they immigrate into France and then they set up shop and they make fun of people that come in there. Like, go back to where you came from.
She's talking about Cuthbert. She's not talking about the cafe owners. She is not saying the cafe owners were berating her. She's
saying the cafe owners are just as bad for letting them sit there and do it. Like,
No. They didn't. Most of the time they didn't. That's what happened. Like, I would go in there, they kind of, like, say things. You would hear them talking in the background, and they would kind of go up to you, but the owner would usually, or a worker would tell them to stop if you would go up and say, can you please have these people stop? But some of them were owned by Muslims, and sometimes, in some cases, I heard they didn't do anything, and they would kick you out. Yeah.
Right.
So,
Scarlett, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your thoughts are welcome, whether it be about guns, bump stocks, immigrants, or the latest news on the Ross Ulbricht trial that we've not even touched on yet. But it's not good. We'll tell you about it coming up here in moments. And again, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll finally delve into, hopefully, this bump stock story from CNN about what Donald Trump is asking Jeff Sessions to do. But before we delve into that, I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. Why? Well, it's finally doing something that libertarians have wanted for years. A directory of liberty-minded businesses. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and so much more. Listings, kind of like Yelp, can be rated and reviewed. And there's also a bit of a social networking aspect to where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who abide, or rather agree to abide, by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at Liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge when you sign up. Or even if you've already got an account, you can still put in that code FTL in the activity code bar on the website, liberty.menu. It gives you a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu, activity code FTL.
And going back to our story, we talked about Trump asking his Attorney General Jeff Sessions to draft a ban for bump stocks and, quote, all devices that turn legal weapons into machine guns, unquote. And so, we talked about how that's not at all an accurate statement.
So they're not banning anything. If they're banning a device that can turn a semi-automatic weapon into a machine gun, they're not banning anything because nothing does that.
Have you not seen Harry Potter? there are magic wands that could turn regular AR-15s into machine guns, Daryl.
No, I have not seen Harry Potter. Do I look like I'm 12?
Heather, do you think he looks like he's 12?
That's a no.
I'm going with a little older. All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, this story continues. While the president's comment on the issue is new, the Justice Department had announced in December, in the wake of the Las Vegas shooting, that it had begun the rulemaking process that could allow it to reinterpret the legality of the devices. That process is ongoing. The proposal submitted by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, which questioned the statute definition of a machine gun under federal gun laws, drew more than 35,000 comments from the public, far more than usual, which likely signals that pro- or anti-gun control groups, or both, mobilized their membership and email lists to weigh in. Comments were due by January 25th. If, after reviewing the comments, the ATF decides to rewrite the machine gun definition to include bump stock devices, barring their sale and possession, the agency could then reexamine prior rulings and guidance it had made in the production of the device to private manufacturers. In a statement Tuesday, Justice Department spokesperson Sarah Isger Flores said, quote, The department understands as a priority for the president has acted quickly to move through the rulemaking process. We look forward to the results of that process as soon as it is duly completed, unquote. Early Tuesday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Trump had ordered the Justice Department and the ATF to review bump fire stocks, which she said had been completed. She said movement on the front would take place shortly. Quote, the president, when it comes to that, is committed to ensuring that those devices are, again, I'm not going to get ahead of the announcement, but I can tell you that the president doesn't support use of those accessories, unquote, Sanders said. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat who submitted a bill last year in the Senate that would ban bump stocks, welcomed Trump's support for a ban, but cautioned that new agency rules could fail because of the ATF's past stance on the devices. Quote, if ATF tries to ban these devices after admittedly repeating that it lacks the authority to do so, thank you, that's me, not her, that process could be tied up in court for years, and that would mean bump stocks would continue to be sold, unquote, Feinstein said. Legislation is the only answer, she said. Words are one thing, Mr. President, but we need meaningful action. So, yeah, and what's really frightening about what they're trying to do here is trying to not restrict the use or restrict a certain category. They're trying, or a small category of an accessory, they're trying to expand the definition of a machine gun.
Correct.
Which, in my mind, is even worse. You know, what about, you know, if a gun is capable, if somebody with a really fast trigger can fire more than, you know, 100 rounds a minute, then that gun should be banned, too. It should be considered a machine gun, which means then you have to get the permission of your local law enforcement. You have to send your picture and your fingerprints to Washington and pay a $200 tax stamp to get almost anything. This is why I describe slippery slope.
Transfer that, and by transfer, that means that, Chris, if me and you go to the gun range together,
right,
and I say, oh, that looks cool, can I fire a couple of shots? You can't hand that over to me. You can't allow me to pick it up, because that is a transfer of the firearm.
Yeah, there are some limited ways that you can sort of get around that in certain circumstances.
Yes, by creating a trust, having the firearm owned by the trust, and then making me a trustee.
Well, I want to know how they do it at machine gun shoots, then, when you can go pay, you know, $50 to go shoot all the machine guns here in New Hampshire or in other places. I suspect there's some way that you can allow other people to fire your weapon, but you certainly couldn't sell it.
If they want to enforce this as strict as possible, they would say, Chris, that was a transfer of that firearm.
Right.
You allowing Daryl to pick that up, that was a transfer.
Right. And to be clear, I'm trying to remember the last mass shooting that would have involved a fully automatic weapon. And I'm drawing a blank here.
Wasn't it the concert?
No, that was a bump saw.
Hold on.
A semi-automatic with a bump saw.
What did they use in Vietnam?
The M16 and the M14.
World War II?
The M1 Garand and a bunch of bigger.
I'm just thinking, you know, the M60. Last mass shooting involving a machine gun was probably done by a government entity somewhere.
Well, then last week in Syria or
no, those
Iraq.
Were drones. Those were drones.
Well, we have boots on the ground, too.
Right, but you know, the people that were killed in Eastern Ghouta, they were killed by drones.
I'm Googling this because I'm curious, and there is zero correlation between the number of fully automatic weapons and mass shootings because, number one, they're just not used.
Right.
Number two, New Hampshire, which is one of the safest states in the United States where this show is being broadcast from, has what? The highest number of automatic weapons per capita of any state in the United States. I'm very proud of that. There are more people per capita that actually own fully automatic weapons here. And that makes me feel a little bit safer.
You know, they say in New Hampshire, there's less murders, more missing people.
I've never heard that.
They get drunk, lost, and go now, lost snowmobiling.
Well, one thing that's interesting, and I'm sure that one of the anti-gun people will pull this statistic. New Hampshire does have a fairly, you know, quote unquote, high compared to other states in the area rate of deaths by firearm. However, the vast majority of those are self-inflicted gunshot wounds that are suicide.
Yeah, and that
when you remove the suicides from the gun statistics, New Hampshire has, I believe it's the lowest. It's definitely in the top five lowest.
Yeah, and that's the thing about statistics. You can pretty much make them say whatever you want.
Yes.
But statistically speaking, you know, three times as many people are killed by knives than they are killed by rifles.
Statistically speaking, Teddy Kennedy's car has killed more people than the three hosts on this show right now have ever killed.
You are exactly correct.
You don't know how many people I've killed.
That's true. You forgot Heather was here. Just some nights, man, you look at her and you go,
okay, Teddy Kennedy's car has killed more people than either me or Chris and all of our guns combined.
There we go. You haven't really killed anybody, I don't think.
No.
Not yet.
Like, squish spiders and stuff.
But spiders have feelings.
I don't care.
Don't you care about the spider's feelings?
No.
Yeah, I'm with you, Heather.
As long as it stays out of my house, it has nothing to worry about. If it's in my house, okay.
Your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Maybe that spider thought he was your roommate.
No, he was probably just an anarchist. Thought he could go wherever the hell he wanted.
855-450-FREE. He was your roommate. He was leaving change in your couch cushions. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.